Ah, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much, sir. On this occasion, I'm not going to delve into the substantive issues on laws because this is something that we discussed at great length during previous meetings and also in the April meeting. And that is why we have the excellent report which was presented to us by Ambassador Biondino with all of the measures taken. So I will simply focus on the practical issues of the decisions that we have to take. And these are the questions that you have asked of us. First of all, as we said in April, we support the recommendations contained in the annex to the report, particularly paragraphs 2 and 4, as presented by Ambassador Biondino. We also support the statement made by Switzerland, speaking on behalf of a number of countries, because we believe that there is a need to start to clearly define a working timeline, and there we will see the need for what type of international measures need to be taken as regards the preventive prohibition of laws. Now, of course, we do hope that Committee 1 will include a recommendation where they will accept the recommendations issued in April. Now, the only thing that we're discussing here is, number one, we're talking about the same topic, we're continuing to talk about it, but in a more focused fashion, and we're giving it an upgrade, if you will, in terms of formality. Now, from that viewpoint, we are in agreement to discuss this, but as was said by the delegate of Cuba, this discussion needs to continue. Now, the second point, when it comes to establishing a meeting in 2017, this is part and parcel of a larger discussion, which is a discussion on finances. Now, we have to be quite honest. My country is one of the many countries that has not fully contributed with its contributions to the convention. If we look at the numbers when it comes to the three possibilities, 5, 10, or 15 days, bearing in mind that we're talking about this in a substantive fashion for 2 years now, and bearing in mind that paragraphs 3 and 4 of the report already state what we're going to be talking about, and bearing in mind also that the convention isn't in the best financial position, I would recommend a 5-day session. Now, I do understand that the figures provided by the Secretariat are for formal meetings, on the understanding that we would have interpretation services, A, B, C, and whatever. I also understand that, as in the financial presentation given to us, that we would have a decision some weeks before that meeting to ascertain whether we actually have the funds or not to be able to hold the meeting in a formal setting. And if we don't have the funds available, well, we could look at the measures taken here, and that is, for example, not publishing the documents, or to a certain extent, and we hope that we don't actually get there, a lack of interpretation in other languages other than English. Now, when it comes to the time frame, we need to have a very clearly set time frame for 2017. We need to know the exact dates for the Conference of the State Parties 2017. And as someone had mentioned, we must be able to merge meetings to do with protocol, amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 related to this topic to avoid expenditure. And to my mind, in an ideal world, I think a 5-day session, well, in that period of time, we could discuss and come up with a consensus on a definition so that the state parties in 2017 will give us a clear mandate of what the next step will be. And I think they are the comments I wanted to share with you. But I did want to ask the Secretariat whether the figures presented to us are for formal sessions with interpretation services, or if they are indicative of informal sessions in terms of the languages used. Thank you very much.